Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Hey, By the Book listeners, Kristen here. Did you know that you can receive a weekly By the Book affirmation minisode plus the rules of every book that we've lived by? It's easy. All you have to do is become a member of our Patreon community. To learn more, go to patreon.com/listen to buy the book. Again, that's patreon.com/listen to buy the book, or just look at the episode description from today's show.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe listen on headphones if you're at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Jolenta.
Yes, Kristen.
It has been 1 week since we lived by Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You, and you know what that means.
It's time for another By the Book mini episode.
That's right. It's time for another By the Book epilogue. This week, we are looking at the aftermath of living by Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You by the one, the only, Dolly Parton.
But first, we have a couple of announcements to make. Announcement number one, don't forget, we wrote a book. It's called How to Be Fine, What We Learned from Living by the Rules of 50 Self-Help Books. And that book is now available in paperback. Paperback. Seriously, check it out. It's a great gift for graduates. It's a great gift for Mother's Day. It's a great gift for Father's Day. It's a great gift just because you love someone and you miss them or you love yourself. You can get your paperback copy today of How to Be Fine, the book that pulls the curtain back on By the Book. The By the Book book.
Announcement number two, a reminder about our fabulous Patreon community. It is fun. It is fabulous. It's a way to get more content from us. Every Friday, we publish the written rules of a book we've lived by. This is something that people have asked us to do 4 years, and we're doing it now on Patreon. And every Tuesday, we release an affirmation minisode. You can learn more about how a small monthly donation can get you all of this at patreon.com/listen to buy the book. And now, let's get this episode underway.
Yes, let's Talk Dream More by Dolly Parton, let us start with a very important listener letter from Michelle, because Michelle is someone who has actually met Dolly.
Yes. Ugh,
so jealous. Michelle says, I had a smile from ear to ear this whole episode. I haven't read this book, and now I want to. In the great before, I did talent wrangling at award shows and variety shows in New York. I get assigned to a presenter, a performer, and then I'm responsible for knowing their whereabouts. It's kind of like babysitting. I was assigned to Dolly Parton at a VH1 Divas event when she was promoting her movie with Queen Latifah.
Excuse me, just want to interject and say that movie is called Joyful Noise and absolutely worth checking out. Dueling choirs.
It's
dueling church choirs.
One of my favorite movies. It is one of the only sort of holiday feeling movies I can get behind. It's almost always on HBO. I highly recommend it. Back to what Michelle was saying. Michelle says, Dolly was, and I cannot stress this enough, a literal angel. Her team has been the same for years, and they are all incredibly nice, and they all seem to genuinely enjoy each other. From the work perspective, it was one of the easiest days I've ever had when working with a celebrity. And of course, I was so excited to get to meet her. I will always love Dolly, and I will always love you.
Oh, Michelle.
I've heard those stories about Dolly, sort of similar to like the stories you hear about Keanu Reeves, that like just so nice.
And I think you know this. I have met Dolly before.
Yes.
And she was the absolute sweetest. She exudes love. She exudes you matter. She also exudes the utmost professionalism. You know, she's
right.
Never going to be a minute late for anything. You know, if she promises something, she is going to deliver that. She is somebody who is so easy to work with because I got to say, I used to work with a lot of celebrities, as you know, Jolenta, and a lot of them, I'm just going to say, don't show up on time.
Right. Kristen had a similar wrangling job for the new show we used to work on together, so she knows.
Yes, and sometimes it was really challenging. Sometimes their entourages were not a pleasure to work with, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't always easy. So, yeah, Dolly is special in lots of ways, and that's absolutely one of them. But, oh, Michelle, this sounds like
so
such
jealous.
A great job.
Also, really jealous of the fact that Michelle was working at a VH1 Divas event, because those things were fucking sick.
Do they exist anymore?
I don't know, but I just remember being like, Divas Live, gotta catch it.
Yes, and they were really taking back the term diva, because we all know Dolly Parton's not
yeah.
a diva, but yeah, love it. Love
so
it.
So good.
Yes. Should we hear from someone who's lived by dream more?
Yes. Yes.
All right, well, Nikki has this to say. I love this book. I bought the audio version and Dolly herself reads it. She adds some extra special parts too when she breaks out into song.
Ugh.
If I'm feeling down or if I'm having a bad day, I listen to this book and it always resets my mood.
That is so good to know. I wondered if she would break into song if she read it to me. Like at bedtime when she quotes her own lyrics in the book, I was like, I bet she'd sing it to us.
Oh, yes. And I can't remember if I mentioned it in the episode or not, but you can see the original commencement speech from University of Tennessee, Knoxville, which this book is based on. It's an expansion
right.
of that talk online. So you can see her being all cute and Dolly-like too, because she can be very animated. Just like watching her and her facial expressions and how she moves. And when she's cracking herself up, it is just adorable to watch her. She's got such stage presence, such charisma.
She's the queen of Pratter. So to watch her give like a commencement speech, like I'm sure it is to die for. Okay, let's move on to other things we heard about this week. Oh, let's talk about our dreams. Since this book is all about dreaming, we had a little Facebook community poll and hundreds of listeners shared their biggest dreams in the Facebook group. And we have a ranking of our top five biggest dreams.
Yes.
Those are starting at number five.
Yes. Number five, all of you out there said your top dream is to start a podcast.
Number four, start a business.
Number three, huge numbers of you said that you want to be financially independent from work.
Number two, even more of you said you want to write a novel.
And coming in at number one.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
You want to travel the world.
Oh, God.
Do you think that's because of COVID or just because we really do want to
travel
the world?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm not a big travel person, but I'm like, me too.
I want to travel beyond our neighborhood, Jolenta.
Mm-hmm.
I love where we live. Brooklyn is beautiful, but I would
I was just saying, like, if I have to get, like, a scone from one of three places in walking distance, I'm going to freak out. Granted, I'm lucky to be getting scones, but still. I want to talk about a few other dreams that were brought up, too, because they are great.
Yes.
Aurora said, I want to move to a place with seasons and a place where I can hike all the time, enjoy nature, and be a nature photographer.
Yes. Oh, wow. I love seasons. There was a while that my mother was living in a place without seasons, and she said it drove her nuts. Some people love seasons. Some people don't. I like seasons as well. I love seasons.
Big fan.
Madeline says, I love this, Madeline. I dream of being the U.S. Secretary of Education.
I love that.
Oh, my God. You know what Dolly says to that? Dream more. Dream more.
Be the president, too.
Yes.
Be both at once. That would be very difficult. Wilma has a very sweet dream. I want to buy a house or apartment for my mother. I love that.
God. Wilma, you are such a good daughter. Wow.
Oh.
Your mom is so lucky to have you. That is incredibly generous. I wish we could help you with that. But we can barely afford New York real estate. So, yeah.
True. Speaking of things that get in the way of our dreams, like affording real estate, we also heard from a lot of people about the things that are currently getting in the way of you achieving your dreams.
Yes. Kim says, the biggest obstacle to my writing dreams is working for a living. It's hard to pour your energy into your personal projects when you're spending a third of your time doing something else just to keep a roof over your head and food on the table. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, for real. Lindsay says, my biggest obstacle is that I'm unclear on what my dreams are. I mean, I'm a naturally content person, so I'm not concerned, but what exactly am I supposed to be working towards?
I don't think you have to work toward anything, Lindsay, if you don't want to. If you're content and everything's great, I don't think you have to aim for something different or, I don't know. What do you think, Jolenta? I don't think you need to.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like a lot of what I work towards is a feeling of contentment. So if you're naturally content, like, I might, like, try to enjoy that. That's what that comment makes me think.
Let's read Erica's response here. Erica says, my biggest obstacle is path dependency. This is a term I did not know before you wrote it, Erica.
Same, but I think I like it.
Yeah. AKA the many choices I made earlier that served something else other than my dreams. I spent many years with a toxic spouse who made me be the breadwinner. As a result, I ended up making my career into something I didn't actually like, but that paid the bills. So now that I'm finally dealing with all that and honing in on what I really want, I don't have the first idea of how to achieve it while still being able to support myself in the interim.
Oh, that is tough.
But I do like, Erica, that you're seeing you don't have to stay on the same path. Your path dependency, you're breaking that right now, and you're making new choices. And I don't think there's a deadline on when you can do that. Hopefully, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, whenever it is, you're closer to what you actually want to do, and you're further and further away from that old path and building a new superhighway.
And something I tell myself when I think about path dependency, which is now what I will be calling it. I did not call it that when I thought about it. It's also like often the path you choose, even if you don't love that you chose it now, like was your best option or you doing the best you could. So like even though it doesn't serve you now, just remember to not like beat yourself up over it. That's something that I'm thinking about lately.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sarah says, I dream of having kids, but I don't have the physical ability to. I also don't have the financial ability to adopt and or hire help. Some dreams have insurmountable obstacles, unfortunately.
Oh, Sarah. Mm-hmm. This one breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. We're really sorry that your dream of being a parent is untenable at the moment, but we just want to say a couple of things to you. First of all, Dream More is not actually about building a family or finding a mate. Those are not really the dreams Dolly focuses on in her book. So if you feel like we were overlooking your kind of situation when we live by the book, it's not on Dolly. We just want to make clear that's not Dolly's fault.
Always ours, never Dolly's.
Yes. And second, it might comfort you to know that Dolly also desperately wanted to be a mother, but she was unable to due to health issues. And she rarely talks about it in interviews, but she has made clear that after she had to have a hysterectomy, she went into a very deep depression and she was suicidal for a while. And we hope you aren't feeling that way, Sarah, but if you are, there's help. Please call a suicide hotline, an infertility support group, a counselor. You're not alone in this.
And just for reference, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is available 24 hours a day in the United States, is 800-273-8255.
Yes. Sarah, again, you're not alone in this, and we know it can be really, really, really tough. And Dolly knows. Dolly definitely knows.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, we have questions and comments about how we live by the book. So stick around.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
We are back with listener comments about Dream More. Celebrate the Dreamer in You by Dolly Parton. And Jolenta, a lot of people wrote in about your health. Starting with Elena. Elena says, I felt uneasy about the way the hosts equated caring more with pushing through health lows. As a person with an episodic disability, I totally recognize Jolenta's agency in deciding what she does or does not want to do, but I have also spent decades trying to disassociate myself and my dreams from the ableist and capitalist moralism that labels disabled people as lazy when they do not conform to the timeline of temporarily able-bodied people.
Girl, I hear you. I think I'm still working on that as well. I'm definitely still, like, I'm very much still learning that I think I've been a lot sicker than I realized for a lot longer than I realized, like probably like having lupus flares on and off since puberty. So I think I'm so used to having been told I was lazy when I was actually sick. And I'm so used to pushing through shit that I have very unrealistic standards for what I'm capable of doing while I'm this sick. And so I think I need to work on that still. And I'm glad you brought it up. Kristen is very aware of my unrealistic standards. And she knows I am struggling with it because sometimes I have unrealistic standards. I don't meet them. And then I let everyone down. So I got to get it under control.
No, but I do want to just interject here, Jolenta. And I do want to point out that one of your ways of caring more wasn't just, quote, pushing through your health lows, but very specifically going to the doctor.
Yes.
And asking questions.
Like, taking care of myself better.
Yes, because you couldn't take care of anyone else unless you were taking care of yourself. And that's to be applauded whether or not we're living with a chronic illness, a disability, or anything else. It's sad, but, you know, a lot of people even who do have health insurance are scared to go to the doctor. They are afraid to go there and ask those questions of the doctor. And I really am glad that you were doing that, Jolenta. And you've been doing it all along with your lupus. You've been really great about that.
But I've been learning how to, like, embrace it more. Like, I don't like going to the doctor, but I've learned, like, I need to, and I need to communicate with them and ask them things and not be afraid of them, even if they're scary authority figures somehow in my mind. Enough about me and my issues, Kristen. Let's talk about you and your issues. Not kidding, but seriously. Marcy wrote in to say, Kristen, I was really surprised that Dolly got you to wake up early, make your bed, and write every morning. We know from prior seasons that you hate waking up early. I'm curious, are you still at it?
No, the minute we stopped living by this, I went back to my regular schedule. I did not stick with it. I'm sorry, world. I'm sorry, Dolly. But yes, for 2 weeks, I really did it. And as Jolenta, you know, I was up until 3:30, 4 in the morning today sending you work-related emails. So
yep, I got an email at 3:30 this morning being like, hey, quick thought. So I highly doubt she got – I don't think she was getting up that early. I think she was staying up late.
Yes, that is correct. So, yeah, I'm totally not waking up early, and I still don't like waking up early. Nope,
okay.
Not going
to
do it.
I'm glad that not even Dolly got you to, like, change your whole opinion on it.
2 weeks was enough.
Good. That's always enough.
All right, Jolenta. Here is a letter from Gina. Gina says, Jolenta, I really appreciated that your list of dreams was long and muddled and disjointed. Loads of us aren't like Dolly or even Kristen, where we have a single dream or a short list of very concrete dreams. I really appreciate your giving voice to all of us non-Dollies.
I'm so glad, Gina. I'm glad I can be here for you and have dreams that don't necessarily, like, to an outside observer, have a through line that maybe we have to sift through and find the through line and pull it out. I like it. And I'm glad that I'm not alone too. And it's not like, oh, my dream, got it, gonna pursue it. Like,
yeah, I think very few of us are as laser focused as Dolly.
Right. I mean, Dolly's clearly a very special person.
Yes.
She wrote, I Will Always Love You, and also helped fund the COVID vaccine. Like,
yeah, I Will Always Love You and Jolene on the same day. Is that right?
Ugh, I can't. It's so good. She just farted them out. All right, let's move on to this letter from Maureen about your novel, Kristen. Maureen says, Kristen, it made me feel lousy that you managed to finish writing 2/3 of a novel in only 2 weeks. I've been dreaming of writing a novel for years, but I never seem to do it. Tell me, did you finish your book, or is there a tiny bit of you that's like me?
Oh, Maureen, there's a giant part of me that's like you. There is, because no, I'm not done with this novel. I really thought I would be done with it. But I gotta be real with you. The reason I haven't finished it is I kind of got bored, and then I'm like, oh, when I'm bored, my writing is boring. Like, there were some points where I was trying to do it, but I think without the pressure of Dolly sitting on my shoulder, in her sparkly rhinestone high-heeled boots and with her giant hair, without her, you know, whispering into my ear, the joy kind of left it, and I just got to find a way to bring that joy back because, no. That novel is not done. I'm very ashamed to say it. I really wanted to deliver today, but I'm ashamed to say it's not done. No, it's not.
I found Kristen is just as stop and start as the rest of us humans, but when she starts, she's like crazy prolific. That's the difference, I think.
God,
like, she still goes through the same process as us, but like, she'll also crank out 2/3 of a novel, like, in that 2 week of buckling down, that, like, where the rest of us would be like, I wrote a chapter, I wrote like a synopsis.
I just got to force myself through. I got to do it. Got to find some sparkle. Who knows? Maybe another book we live by will get me to finish it this season. We'll see.
Interesting.
We'll see. All right, Jolenta, let's move on to Stargate. which I don't even know what that means.
Very important. And I think technically Stargate Atlantis, but okay, our listener corrects you.
Mary H. says, "Woohoo, Jolenta, I was so happy to discover you're a Stargate Atlantis fan in this episode. I once went to Comic-Con to see Jason Momoa for his role in Stargate Atlantis. So after asking permission, I got a hug and had a photo with him. Oh, I was a sweet summer child back then."
Let me just say, Stargate Atlantis is a phenomenal show. And because of it, all of us who watched knew about Jason Momoa way before the rest of you, years before Game of Thrones. Wow. So you're welcome, world.
I don't even know what this show is. I feel like
it's a spin-off. You know the show Stargate SG-1?
Is that part of Star Trek?
No, no, no. Different universe.
Okay, all right. No, the answer is
different
no. I don't
universe,
know what you're talking about.
Similar time period in which the shows were made. Check them out if you're into stars and gates. And in Atlantis' case, some water.
But I bet if I ask Dean probably knows all about this.
Well, I bet he would know. He'd be like, obviously it's the spinoff of the Stargate universe where they go to see where the founders left Atlantis. Anyway, let's move on and talk about step 4 from Dream More, because a lot of our listeners are taking step 4 out into the world in their own ways. And step 4 was do more. In other words, rather than just sitting on our laurels, we should be aiming to do good in the world. And a ton of you are, which is awesome. So here is how a few of our listeners are doing more. Heidi says, "I've been sewing on and off since I was 8 years old, but never has my skill been in more demand than this year. I've made hundreds of masks for donation in our community and most recently been sewing surgical hats for local hospitals' nursing staff to brighten their day after a year of hard work."
Wow, Heidi, that's incredible. We applaud you. Nicely done.
Yes.
Jennifer says, "I'm a foster care caseworker for the county, and I like to think my job makes the world a better place, at least for some kids and families."
Hard agree, Jennifer. Thank you for your service. Bethany says, "I've been working with a program called VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, for 8 years. No, I am not an accountant or a social worker. We help people file their taxes for free and make sure they get everything they're entitled to. It is literally putting money back in the pockets of working families and seniors and keeping them from going to payday loan places masquerading as tax preparers."
Thank you, Bethany.
Yes. Love that.
Oh my gosh, especially this time of year. I'm sure you're so busy with that. Thank you for that. Ramona says, "I am a Girl Scout troop leader for middle school aged girls. I love spending time with them, helping them earn badges. It's a girl-led organization, and this age group is so fun." Hard agree, Ramona. I think middle schoolers are a blast.
They're going through changes, and they need some adults in their lives that are cool and that they can talk to.
Yes, and just shout out to the Girl Scouts. Such a great organization. Head and shoulders above, you know, the Boy Scouts. I'm just going to say it because they don't have anti-LGBTQ policies. They had troops for homeless girls back in the 80s.
They're constantly adding badges for things that encourage girls, like, to take leadership positions and, like, learn, like, STEM skills and all that. And, like, volunteering is a requirement. Like, it does nice shit. Plus cookies.
Yes!
Tell me you don't want to tag along. Courtney says, "I volunteer at my county's vaccination site, helping to get 10,000 people a day vaccinated."
Holy Toledo's.
What a beautiful number.
10,000 people a day. Wow, Courtney. My goodness.
Work it.
I am looking forward to getting vaccinated at some point, and I'm sure somebody like you will be there giving me a smize, making me feel good as it's happening. So, Courtney, thank you for your service. I'm looking forward to someday being in the same room as somebody like you as you do all that great work.
We are going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Murder, She Wrote. And we're going to announce next week's book.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
All right, we are back, and we need to talk about Murder, She Wrote. We don't need to, but I want to. if you remember, last week we listened along as Kristen discovered, like, she wasn't the hugest fan of the structure of Murder, She Wrote. She wanted to see more clues for herself and figure it out along with Jessica Fletcher, and she felt Jessica did not let her figure it out along with her, and I tend to agree.
I will say I did like Jessica Fletcher herself.
Liked the character. Great character.
Yeah, I thought she was funny. She was sharp. She was active. She had a lot of friends. I loved her as a person, but no, I was really let down. I just could
By
not
the
follow
mystery.
The show.
Yeah.
Very let down.
Yeah. And, you know, we all have things that let us down that everyone else seems to love. And a lot of you wrote in to tell us which of those things those are, which of those popular things that are out there that you secretly don't vibe with. And we have an amazing list. Some of them literally had me cracking up.
So let's go back and forth as we yes. read through this list, Jolenta. Game of Thrones, hard agree.
The Bachelor / Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True crime podcasts.
Sparkling Water.
What? No.
Yeah. The listener wrote in saying it hurts her tongue. She's tried them all.
Okay.
If it hurts her tongue, go for it. Like, no. Go for hating it. Yeah.
That's fine. I hated sparkling water until I was like 25. I get it. Spiked seltzer.
In a similar vein, I get it. I feel like if you say you like it, you're lying to yourself. I'm sure I'm going to catch some hard heat for that. I know I'm lying to myself when I say I like it. So I'm projecting onto all of you. Moving on.
Star Wars.
Donuts.
Real Housewives. Oh, Jolenta, are you okay? Are you
I'm okay? Okay. I'll survive.
Okay.
Prestige TV drama.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Yikes. iPhones.
Baths.
The beach. That one cracked me up, but I get it. Sand can be gross. And what if you don't like being wet? What if you don't like being hot?
Yoga.
Bacon.
Leggings.
And last but not least, adult cartoons. Those were just some of the hot, hot lists that is growing on our Instagram account. It is seriously cracking me up. I especially like the one-word answers. Like, just seeing, like, donuts cracks me up so much.
And Jolenta, for those who don't know, what is our Instagram handle?
Oh, it's at @ByTheBookPod.
Yes. Or if you want to, you can follow us individually at Jolenta_G and at K10Meinzer. That's K10Meinzer.
Huge thank you to everyone who wrote in this week. Reminder, you can always share your thoughts and stories at our Facebook group. It's at facebook.com/groups/BTBpod. We're also discussing a lot of hot topics like the Rachel Hollis stuff that's been going down. So hit up the group.
By stuff, we mean there's a little bit of a controversy going on with her assertion that she's rich because she works harder than everyone else. And what does working harder than everyone else mean? Anywho, enough of Rachel Hollis.
Enough of her. It's time for something special.
Yes, it's the time when we announce next week's book.
Our next book is
bum ba-da-dum, bum bum.
Beauty Fades, Dumb is Forever by Judge Judith Scheinlin.
Will we learn how to stop our beauty from fading?
Will we realize we're dumb forever?
Listen next week to find out.
And that's it for this mini episode of By the Book. Huge thanks to our amazing production team at Stitcher, Daisy Rosario, Brandon Nix, Corinne Wallace, and Andy Christens. Thanks also to Nate Wyda, who composed our theme song, and to the Rizzos, who performed it.
Please stay in touch. Let us know if you have lived by Dolly Parton's wonderful treatise on dreams, Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You. Also, send us any questions or suggestions for future books for us to live by.
Our email address is kristinangelenta@gmail.com. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter @GelentaG, @KristenMeinzer, or @ByTheBookPod. And, of course, you can leave us a voicemail at 302-49-BOOKS. That's 302-492-6657.
And now that the season's kicked off, a gentle reminder to hit that subscribe button if you've accidentally unsubscribed to the show during our bonus episodes, because you do not want to miss an episode of our celebrity self-help book season. We are living by so many fun books in the coming months. So hit that subscribe button. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the show, and be sure to tell a friend about the show.
Also, tell your friends to listen to the show. Word of mouth is very important still, even though we're not seeing each other in person. Don't forget that. Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye. We will always love you.
Are laurels haunches? That's what I always imagined they are.
They're your accomplishments. Don't sit on your accomplishments.
Oh, I thought it was just a different body part.
No.
You live and learn.
Stitcher.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.